epiphanies.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches so that they form something bigger than themselves.
You've heard the phrase, there ought to be a law. Now, it sounds easy to say that, but the truth is, making policy is an incredibly complex process. You have multiple stakeholders, and they're all demanding different things from the outcome. One way for teachers to illustrate that complexity is to have their students do role-playing simulations around policymaking. But even simulations might be too much for one instructor to organize. Today's guest on The Next Idea has overseen the creation of a tool to manage this kind of learning. Elizabeth Gerber is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ford School of Public Policy. And she worked with U of M's Digital Innovation Greenhouse, and they created a platform called Policymaker. Elizabeth Gerber, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you.
What is Policymaker?
Policymaker is a one-stop shop, if you will. It's a software platform where instructors or other people who want to run role-playing simulations can design, create, customize an experience for their students or for whoever it is that they're trying to engage in this process, and also for the participants themselves to interact digitally that enhances their face-to-face interaction while they try to sort through all the complexity of a role play.
So how does this work? That's very dense. What's it look like? If I'm in a class, what kind of class might I be in?
Sure. So for many years, I've used role-playing simulations in my public policy classes. Frequently, we want to help students understand all of this complexity. And yes, there are many opposing perspectives, many people who want different things out of a policy outcome, and they're legitimate. It's not because those people are dumb or those people don't understand the way things work, but rather they have different interests. They come from a different place. They have different incentives. They have different experiences. They want different things from a policy outcome. So the rules matter, because if you decide that you're going to make a decision by majority rule where, you know, if half or more people want X, you get X. But that's a decision that we make about how to decide that outcome. Part of what we want to do in a role-playing simulation is both help people understand all of these different perspectives who may disagree on what the outcome should be, but also how it matters what the steps are in the process that you take to get to that outcome.
In terms of debate and fact-finding?
Exactly. And who gets to make the suggestion about what gets voted on? If nobody likes the suggestion that's on the table, what do you do then? Is somebody able to amend or change or replace the possible solution? So these are all elements of collective decision-making, of the public policy-making process. In a role-playing simulation of the type that I use in my classes, we organize the activities that the students are going to be taking place in through their roles in order to try to capture some of that process. So, for example, suppose we wanted to have a conversation about should there be a new county service building built in Washtenaw County. This is an issue that comes up periodically. Sometimes we run out of space and we need to decide, well, where are we going to put this new building? Well, there are an infinite number of places that we could put it and an infinite number of ways that we could organize it. And lots of people care about that. In a role-playing simulation, we would try to identify, well, who are some of the key actors who, one, have the ability to make a decision, but two, who have an idea, a preference about what the outcome should be. And then we put them in a situation together where they get to discuss and debate and persuade and try to form coalitions and come to some agreement. The rules matter. It matters who gets to say, I want my idea to be the one that we vote on, and somebody else says, no, I want my idea to be the one that we vote on. Structuring that interaction is really instructive because that's the way policy works, is there are rules of the game. We don't just go out there and decide we're going to decide, but we have to follow these procedures. And so it's a great way both to teach students about how those rules work, how the process works, but also how to get them to empathize with all of the different people and organizations and interests. I may not be a retiree, But if I were a retiree, I might have a different interest in where that service center goes.
So you're forcing these students to walk in someone else's shoes.
Absolutely.
And think the way they do. Are the students surprised at how complex it can be to form policy?
Very much so. That is one of the most magical things to watch. When you put a group of students together who have some idea of how complex the process is, but when they actually have to figure it out on their own, when they actually have to figure out, okay, if I do this, what happens next? And who are all of the other actors and what are all the other moving parts that are going to be activated by any given decision?
Every action has an opposite
reaction. Absolutely, it sure does. And so to have the students really grapple with that in real time is amazing.
Could you envision then kind of creating versions of policymaker that would take it out of the academic arena and into the public arena, where there could be the business version or the healthcare system version that could be marketed anywhere?
Absolutely. There are some tools out there that support role-playing simulations in a whole range of settings. Executive education is one example where you bring executives together and it helps them develop many of the soft skills that are really important in leadership positions. As I said previously, empathy, but also things like interpersonal communication, listening skills. One of the advantages of Policymaker, though, is its academic development, in the sense that we developed it here at the University of Michigan as a teaching tool. And in so doing, we built a lot of functions into it that are really useful in the classroom, like ways of assessing learning that an instructor is going to be particularly focused on. Now, other people may be interested. So if you're a corporate trainer and you want to know that the people that you're working with in your organization are learning the things that you hope they do, those assessment skills are useful also. But at least in the short term, we're envisioning it more as a academic teaching tool, not necessarily just for higher ed, but for K through 12.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Yeah, that's certainly where we're starting with it. Although, you know, anytime you can help people gain empathy, a better sense of why and how reasonable people can disagree, yet still get along and still solve problems together, I think it's a really important tool that everybody should be learning, whether through Policymaker or through some other form of interactions where they're really being asked to think about why do people disagree about this and what can we do to come to some agreement.
Elizabeth Gerber, Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan, helping to create this platform called Policymaker. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of impact it can have on tomorrow's leaders. Thanks for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thanks so much.